How exciting was that, Tanya?
Oh, it's a really exciting game. But, you know, we're fighting for our life to make the top four, so we really need to put a blinder.
And the girls tonight, did they give you that extra gear?
Yep, they did. They came out firing. And the third quarter for us has always been a bit of a blooper for us. But I was kept on coming back, but this time we didn't get a lot of five-run goals on us, which was really good. You know, three goals. There was, I think, one five-goal, one that was got on us, but we managed to fight back.
And nice when you can turn in that kind of performance in front of the telly cameras.
Nice wee clip for home, so that's good, because our TV games are on in New Zealand, so really nice that home can see it as well.
Who do you think made a bit of a difference tonight? I mean, it was a proper squad performance, but it was nice to have people like Katie back, and you could bring Mickey on a bit later on in the game if you wanted to.
Yeah, look, hugely important for us to have our core players back. And that we've been running with a team of 12, and to be able to do those changes, it means that we're not sticking with the same seven and becoming predictable. A really good thing about tonight also was that, you know, we started to get intercepts at wing defence position, at goal defence position, which we haven't been able to do lately.
Have you had anybody behind the scenes busy doing the maths and trying to work out, oh, well, if Bath win, then we need to win their side?
Did that a couple of weeks ago, and now not thinking about that, just going in with the mindset that we actually have to win every game to make the top four.
And tonight was a great place to start.
Absolutely, two games to go. And again, the next two games aren't going to be easy. Sirens are still in a chance with making top four as well. So we've got to make sure that we put out a performance like we did tonight.